For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Paul spoke of Christ paying the price for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20, said, you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price. Brothers and sisters, Christ is our Redeemer. And in spite of our past, he redeemed us. Our faults, our flaws, our failures didn't disqualify us from redemption. And just as Boaz was willing to marry Ruth and take on the stigma of Moab, Christ is willing to marry us with all of the stench of sin that we've lived in and call us the church, which are the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. You are a part of the bride of Christ, and you've been redeemed by him. He crossed the great divide and reconciled us to the Father. Romans says it like this as we close out. Who shall separate us from the love of God or the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? And as is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have you felt helpless and hopeless because of life's afflictions? Naomi did. But know this. Christ is our Redeemer. He loves you. He cares for you. And he will see to you. So what will you do with what you know?